Apache Mountain conjugal trailer. Go trailer.
Give me a slide out double wide class A trailer. Wrap it up and raise a wire. Take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cause they hang me at dawn. I wanna dive a little before I put my jumpsuit on. Wah,
that's a cut from the new Old Crow Medicine Show release. Just came out this month. Remedy. That cut is called, let me get it right here. It would be the Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer. I think my favorite line is in the chorus. I got time off for good behavior, so I'm rocking the Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer.
The Old Crow Medicine Show is a great great band, and I think actually it just came out last week. I think it shot straight to the top of the Americana charts.
Oh,
I think
not.
Everybody loves those guys.
I pre-ordered it. That's how excited I was.
Did you really? Wow. I believe, and I don't have my notes with me, so I'll have to wing it, but I think they're on the Buckle Up bill in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Or a week from this coming weekend.
Really?
It's Bunbury weekend this weekend.
Yes.
And I'm not sure I could tell you, other than the Flaming Lips, who's on the Bunbury schedule. But next weekend is Buckle Up, and I believe Old Crow Medicine Show, among many other bands that we should be seeing. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town.
Damn. What are you going to be out of town for, Bill?
I'm heading to Florida for a Florida vacation in July. Doesn't everybody do that?
Yes. Well, Phoenix was all booked up. Well, that's another story. I went to Phoenix in July once.
So.
Well, hey, this is kind of... Bill was a little bit modest in the intro and talked about this being a quasi-special show. This is a really special show because Bill's 45th high school reunion is coming up. And in fact, he's so excited about it, he's sporting his Piqua Native Americans t-shirt right now in honor of his high school, the Piqua Fighting Native Americans.
That's correct. 45 years ago this summer, along with all other big things from the summer of 69, I got out of school and out of high school and prepared to head off to college. Is there a better time in life than the summer after your high school graduation and before you go to college? I don't necessarily think so.
It is sort of a time of utter irresponsibility.
It is. It's that first taste of freedom. You don't think anything could possibly go wrong. You think it's going to be like this for the rest of your life. 45 years later, however, you realize that that's not necessarily true.
And that's if you survive those 3 months.
Well, that is absolutely true. Yeah. And I'm thrilled to have survived. I'm also thrilled to be an alum of Piqua Central High School, and will gather the tribe, so to speak, in Piqua, which is about 75 miles north of here, about 25 miles north of Dayton, right on I-75. And 5 years ago, for our 40th reunion, I made a mix CD for people of songs from the year 1969. And it seemed to be a big hit, at least from my friends who told me they liked it. So what I did tonight was take the week off from choosing from the thousands of songs that we usually try to wade through on a weekly basis to come up with some. So you're going to hear things, tunes from the year of 1969, and we'll start it off with Creedence Clearwater.
Thank you. summer relaxes and wakes between shows for his cylinder. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cylinder girl. Sunday in the afternoon.
What have you got to lose? Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is? Listen to me, baby. It's my heart.
Chestnut, sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy, lilting lyric, losing love, lamenting, change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, their first album, exploded on the music scene in 1969.
Even 45 years later, you have to resist going,
I can't resist that. I did it most of the song. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Stephen Stills' contribution, the main song off of that record that was filled with nothing but great tracks. Before that, Cinnamon Girl from Neil Young's Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, his second solo album after leaving Buffalo Springfield before joining Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, who, by the way, have a new live set out this week that's supposed to be from a tour in 1974, where all kinds of craziness ensued from what I've been reading about it.
Yikes.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And we started off with my favorite Creedence Clearwater Revival song, Fortunate Son, during the heyday of the anti-war movement, John Fogerty's contribution to that. Todd Snyder does a great cover of Fortunate Son.
Yes, indeed.
And so we're rolling through the year 1969 right now. However,
in case you thought you were in a time warp, the reason we're doing that is Bill's 45th reunion, class of 1969, the Piqua Fighting Native Americans, Piqua Central High. Was there an East and a West Piqua
High?
There was not.
There was one Central. There was, however, a Catholic high school, which we are incorporating into the reunion this weekend for the first time ever.
Really?
After 45 years of separation.
Wow, what was their mascot?
I think they were the Cavaliers.
Mm.
And that may have been the last year of Piqua Catholic, which merged with another Catholic school in Sydney. So if you're not familiar with the greater Piqua Metroplex, which goes from Dayton to Toledo, for all intents and purposes.
Delphos, Defiance,
includes many, many places up and down 75 and off to the east and west of it. Sydney's right above it. Troy's right below it. And it was a wonderful place to grow up. It was a fun center of the Midwest, as we used to call it at that point.
Well, I can say, judging from your T-shirt, that the Piqua Fighting Native Americans mascot is much more respectful than the Cleveland Indians, that's for sure.
Bob's making fun of my shirt that says, of course, Piqua Indians, which I'm sure is probably politically incorrect these days. However, and believe me, I'm nothing if not politically correct, but I guess I would say that at least we weren't the Redskins.
That's true.
So, you know.
That's good.
And yes. I remember that there for a while, maybe you remember this at the Inquirer, when we called people Native Americans, called them Native Americans. And then we went back to Indians for some reason.
What?
Yeah, I think they did call them Indians.
Wow.
So I have to get an AP style book and brush up on that.
Yeah.
But so well, when was your reunion, my friend?
Well, I've never been to my reunion. I haven't gone to an all-boys school. The only people I'm interested in seeing are the girls, and they go to a different reunion, so I've never been to one. But if we were having one this year, it would be the 38th, which puts me in the class of 76.
You're a baby.
I'm a baby. And when I heard that you were going to do much of your set devoted to to 1969, I thought it would be a great counterpoint to see how much the music changed in just 7 years. Not that it's all not part of the same continuum, but if you take two snapshots and put them together, you're like, whoa, how did we get there?
It is an interesting pattern because, again, I've said this from the beginning, since Bob invited me to join him on this show, our tastes are very similar and yet couldn't be more different. And I think that 7 years has a lot to do with it.
So let's try it out here. Here's a few cuts from 1976.
I'd beat her. She took me back to the Hyatt house.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hot! Poor, poor, pitiful me. Woo! Poor, poor, pitiful me. Hot! Never mind. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Won't quit. I saw you standing on the corner. You look so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
Heartburst
Wow.
That's a rather abrupt ending from that one.
1976, bringing me back to my semi-misspent youth. That gives me pimples, and I don't mean goose pimples. That was Phil Manzanera, Brian Eno, and others. 801, it was the band, and that's from 801 Live. Baby's on fire.
Wow.
Better throw her in the water. And then... also from that same year, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me started the set. Warren Zevon, off of Warren Zevon. Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Raw Power. Maybe his most famous song. Perhaps.
I'm perhaps. Not sure.
And Blondie from the original Blondie debut, Blondie, Ex-Offender.
As we were talking during the break, it was... it's interesting. That's, again, nascent new wave, maybe some the beginning, the stirrings of punk and things like that, 76. What it does do, Bob, is show you what 7 years difference in this will make. I'm certainly aware of Warren Zevon and Iggy and the Stooges. I kind of ignored Blondie. I know that they're one of your, you like them a lot. And Phil Manzanera, Brian Eno, that whole English experimental kind of music thing, I also skipped that. But that's what makes Blue Snakes and Banjos such a great show.
Exactly.
It's quite eclectic.
And you know what's interesting, and I just thought of this, when I, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Bill's reunion, class of 69. So he's picked a bunch of songs from then. And so I thought, well, I'll pick some songs from my graduation year of 76 because it'll be a good juxtaposition. But as we're talking, what I realize is a lot of what went on in 76 was a reaction to what happened between 69 and 76. And you get in that 74, 75 era, there was some really, really bad music out there that was dominating the airwaves. When I was researching the show for 76, Fly, Robin, Fly. I mean, really?
I don't even know that I know
Fly, Robin, Fly. I mean, just terrible stuff. And I mean, I should have made a list.
Well, this was on. This was probably on Top 40 radio.
Yeah, point, I mean, right? That's true.
Right. But again, by this point, FM radio had gained a pretty dominant position among people who at least consider themselves music fans. Mm-hmm. But you're exactly right. A lot of this was in direct reaction to overblown arena rock shows, people who, for some reason or another, hated Led Zeppelin and those bands of that point.
Well, Rush and Styx and that art prog rock thing.
Well, there's, you know, again, this is what makes the whole thing very interesting. But, again, one more time, this is why you should tune in to Blue Snakes and Banjos every week, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WAIF-FM in Cincinnati. And you can stream us live at WAIF883.org or can get us on the Android app for your phone. Tonight's show, main theme is reunions, high school reunions. Maybe you have a college reunion. Maybe you were born in the summer of 69 and your parents, these were the songs they were listening to at that point. But it certainly is fun for us to look back at things like this. So with that in mind, we will return after a stopover in 1976. We'll return to 1969 with some of the other hits of that year.